Welcome back. Jim Davis, Sam the Buckeye Boy. Talk Dabs. Now time to talk Nuggets. Covers the Nuggets for Altitude. Chris Dempsey joins us. Chris, how are you today?
Doing really, really well. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. First, Chris, I understand you still have some game left. Got some handles. You can drop dimes. Any chance you'll be auditioning for a point guard role for the Nuggets and Michael Malone? I've heard that on the Twitterverse that you might be in the running to be to fill a very valuable spot right now for the Nuggets.
Yeah. The Nuggets would be in real trouble if they signed me for anything other than talk about what they're doing. it's funny because you look around the landscape of the NBA too, and you wonder, you know, is there additional help that could come in and help them through this time? And I don't see anything significant. I mean, the Nuggets are going to have to absolutely go with the players they have, and the players they have are good. And you know, Monte Morris has had a really nice season. Obviously, Facundo Campazzo has as well. And so now they're going to be thrust into bigger roles, and how will they handle it? And how will Michael Malone rotate them? Who will start? All those kinds of things. You know, one of the things that's working in the Nuggets' favor as well is they continue to have one of the easier schedules from here to the end of the season. And so it's just going to give them a chance to figure out rotations, get guys used to new roles, and then see, you know, how effective they can be in the playoffs.
Chris Dempsey, Altitude, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Of course, we're referencing the injury to Jamal Murray, left knee, torn ACL, done for the season. Nuggets lose their second-leading scorer, was having a career-best season from a scoring standpoint, second-leading assist guy on the team behind Nikola Jokic. And look, we know what the numbers are. When Nikola and the Blue Arrow on the floor together, Chris, the numbers, the efficiency numbers are off the charts. When the Blue Arrow is not on the floor, those numbers go into the negative territory for Nikola Jokic. I mean, this has a big impact on Nikola Jokic, and because you can't ask him to do more than what he's doing right now, right? And he's going to miss his his buddy, a guy that he clicks very well with on the floor with the injury to Jamal Murray.
Yeah, and I think what that speaks to, those numbers, what that really does speak to is the ability for Jamal Murray to assume, to take on some of the defensive attention. And so, you know, what happens when just one or the other is on the floor without the other is that the defense can just load right up, the defense can just load right up to you and do more to take you out of a game or just do more to make you less effective, let's put it that way. And so when they're both on the floor, and especially when they're working in together in ball screen situations, pick and roll, getting downhill, it is very difficult to stop, and it's very difficult for a defense to prioritize just exactly where they want to be, who they want to take out of a play, when both players are equally as deadly in an action, and so you're taking that you're taking that. The ability for you to really be multiple offensively, and you're just taking that, and it's, now it's gone. And so Nikola Jokic is no doubt going to see defenses that are devoting more players to him now than ever before because they can. They feel like they can, and they feel like they can do that without really being hurt by the majority of other players on the court. And so that's something that the Nuggets are going to have to get sorted out, and that's why players are going to have to really step up and score and be threats around Nikola Jokic because ultimately that's going to give him a little bit of space back to operate, and then he'll be more effective as a scorer as well. So I think these last 17-18 games are the players around Nikola are going to have to establish that they are you have to pay attention to us too because then that will help the entire enterprise in the long run.
Before this happened with Jamal Murray, there was some talk the Nuggets were looking at Gerald Green, maybe Troy Daniels, Austin Rivers, that I believe the Post reported this, that they were looking at some of those guys. And I would imagine now for Tim Connelly and that they're going to, the necessity is now there to act on one of these guys that are still out there right now. I mean, if they were thinking about that before Jamal's injury, now there's really pressure on them to bring somebody else in, I would think.
Well, especially from a shooting standpoint, I mean, I think you just want to create as much space around Nikola as possible. So if Nikola gets the ball on the block, and, you know, the defense, the only player that they really feel compelled to not leave is Michael Porter Jr., now you're in a situation where you have three other players on the court that could, any one of them, could come over and double team, and maybe even if they want to devote another triple team to Nikola Jokic, and then feel okay about what they're going to do in terms of closing out to any pass that Nikola makes out of that double team or triple team. So, you know, the counter to that is you put more shooting on the court and more guys who are legit threats, so that when Nikola is passing out of these situations where he has multiple defenders on him, you're making shots around that. And then over the course of the game, that loosens up the defense around Nikola, and now allows him to instead of having to pass out of the situations, maybe even work against single coverage, in which obviously there are few, if any, players in the NBA that can just stop him in single coverage. So, you know, that I think is the biggest key for if you're trying to acquire talent around him. I think right now it just has to be a shooting threat that can space the court, that can absolutely make 3-point shots, that can take pressure off Nikola, that can bend the defense back to being more honest, and therefore give your MVP room to work.
Talking Nuggets basketball with Altitude's Chris Dempsey on the team, and what you're saying would certainly lead to people thinking that Michael Porter Jr., who's already been shooting the heck out of the basketball, he goes from being that third option, Chris, to now really be probably the second option offensively on this basketball team. It does put more pressure on him to deliver. And we've liked what we've seen with MPJ, the growth on the defensive end, what he's been able to do in terms of really expanding his capabilities as an offensive threat, particularly from the perimeter. But this is a situation now where he's going to be asked to probably do more from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, he's going to also draw a better defender. The best perimeter defender was going to Jamal Murray. Now that player is probably going to Michael Porter Jr. And so he'll have to do that through just tougher circumstances. I think he's up to it. And I think the one thing that I really liked about his offense here in the last 2 months or so, month and a half, is that he hasn't needed to pound the basketball a lot to score a lot of points. You know, he hasn't dribbled out possessions. You don't see him on the ball a ton, and he still ends up with 20-plus points in the game. And so now he'll actually get into situations where he will be allowed to dribble a little bit more, to have a little bit more of the basketball in his hands than he has had. But I expect him to respond. It's been really interesting in the last couple of games. We've seen him go over 20 points in each of the last two games, and yet he has only made 3 out of his last 19 3-point shots. And so what that's just telling you is that this guy can score in any way possible, and even if he's not making his 3-point shots, he can get you to 24 points, and he can get you double-digit rebounds. And I just expect that what we'll see over the course of to the end of the season are some real splash games for him, where we say Michael Porter Jr. just scored 42 points tonight. He just scored 38 points tonight. I think those are on his radar because he's going to get more opportunities. They're going to actually run more plays for him, and his responsibility on that end is going to rise. And so it'll be fun to see him, how he embraces and rises to the occasion, but I absolutely expect that he will.
Altitude's Chris Dempsey with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So, as Nuggets fans, we shouldn't panic, right? Shouldn't be like Animal House when Kevin Bacon gets ran over, you know, and he gets smashed flat at the end of that movie. Things are going to be okay, right? Chris Dempsey, calm us down. Tell us things are going to be okay with Jamal not available for the rest of the season.
Well, I think the foundation of this is the Nuggets are still a really good team. I mean, this is a really good basketball team, and just as that being the foundation level of knowledge that we know about the Nuggets, we can take some solace in that. I think the regular season is not going to be as big an issue as it might seem to be. I think they're going to navigate their way through the remainder of the regular season just fine. I think this is going to be a playoff story, and what do you do late in games when you would go to the Jamal Joker two-man action, and that was so very difficult for teams to sort out and get stopped. How do you work your way through not having an emotional leader on the court, guys that can get you buckets when the other team seems to have momentum? And I think this is more of a playoff, let's just see what happens, their story. I think they're going to get it sorted out just fine in the regular season. I think Monte Morris is going to play really, really well, as is Faku, and they'll navigate that. And they'll figure out, rotations and combinations from here to the end of the season. So they have time to be able to do that. They have time to also be able to get Aaron Gordon more involved in the offense. I think that's a player that they will start running more stuff for as well, because they're going to need additional scoring, obviously, outside of MPJ and Joker and who provides that. And they're going to ask Will Barton to up his scoring and his consistent scoring, not just scoring, but consistent scoring from him as well. So I think they have time to be able to sort some of this stuff out, which is good. They have good talent there to be able to continue to win games, and that's also going to be a good thing. Try to keep themselves in the top four spot, have home court advantage in that first round of the playoffs, and then from there, we'll see. We'll see how players have grown, how the team has grown, and what they can do against a Western Conference that just has so many good teams in the playoffs. We'll see, but I think they'll be okay here for the time being.